This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Expert group submits report on construction of Nizhgarh International Airport to Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva. Government withdraws earlier decision of acquiring 31.6 hectares of land from Pur Biratnagar Airport expansion. Only some political parties submit closed list of proportional category candidates for provincial and federal parliamentary elections, and 27 people killed in bus accident in Guizhou province in China. Now the news in detail. The experts group formed by the government to study the feasibility of constructing an international airport in Nizhgarh of Bara district has submitted its study report to Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva. Convener of the experts group, Birendra Bahadur Deuja, handed the report to Prime Minister Deva at Balwatar today. The experts group was formed as per a decision made by the government on the 11th of August as per a mandamus of the Supreme Court. The experts group has concluded that an international airport with full capacity is needed to handle the increasing air traffic for the long-term development and prosperity of Nepal. As per the report, around 4,000 hectares of area lying between the Pasahar River and the Bukhaya River adjoining the East-West Highway and the Kathmandu-Tarai Expressway would be an appropriate location for the full-capacity international airport. The experts group has also recommended to fully abandoning the concept of airport city, keeping in mind the Supreme Court's order to reduce the filling of trees and environmental damage. The government withdraws its earlier decision of acquiring 31.6 hectares of land for Biratnagar Airport expansion. The government has also approved the Public Institution Recommendation Committee Concept Paper 2022. Unveiling the recent cabinet meeting decisions today, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the government also decided to form a Public Institution Recommendation Committee. Likewise, the cabinet decided to allow Inspector General of Nepal Police Dhiraj Pratap Singh to participate in the 90th General Assembly of Interpol. The General Assembly of Interpol is scheduled to be held in the Indian capital New Delhi from the 18th to the 21st of October. The World Bank has agreed to provide concessional loans of 52.75 billion rupees to Nepal. The agreements were signed by Finance Secretary Krishna Hari Puskar and the World Bank Country Director for Nepal, Faris Haddad Jarvas, Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma and World Bank's Vice President for South Asia, Martin Reiser, were also present on the occasion. Both parties signed concessional financing agreements for 4.96 billion rupees for accelerating Nepal's regional transport and trade connectivity project and 17.79 billion rupees for the Digital Nepal Acceleration Project. Finance Secretary Puskar said the projects would help unlock Nepal's economic potential through better connectivity and trade-enhanced digital engagement, among other. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Karka has reached Britain to attend the funeral ceremony of Queen Elizabeth II of Britain. The British government had invited the government of Nepal to the Queen's funeral. A team from the British Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Affairs welcomed Minister Karka at Heathrow Airport. During his stay in London, Foreign Affairs Minister Karka will attend the lying in state of Her Majesty the Queen and the state funeral service and sign the official condolence book at Lancaster House. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Karka will also attend His Majesty the King's reception at Buckingham Palace and the reception to be hosted by the Secretary of State for Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Affairs of the United Kingdom. The Foreign Affairs Minister will return home on the 21st of September. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiyan, mutton khana 200 rupiyan. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Ministry of Forest and Environment is preparing to declare climate emergency and draw global attention as the date for the United Nations Conference of Parties COP27 on climate change comes closer. The ministry has come to the conclusion that a country like Nepal, with its at high risk, needed to be serious on this topic, as the United Nations itself has said a humanitarian crisis has begun globally due to climate change impact. Chief of the ministry's climate division, Buddhi Sagar Podel, said a study and technical preparation is in process for declaring a climate emergency. However, many organizations have suggested not to rush in declaring a climate emergency. Small political parties submitted their close list of candidates under the proportional system for the upcoming federal and provincial election today to the Election Commission. Election Commission spokesperson Saligram Sharma Podel said various 8 places have been arranged to receive the close list from the political parties. He added that a few small political parties only submitted their closed list today. Large political parties are yet to register their closed list. The Election Commission had determined today and tomorrow the periods for the registration of closed list of candidates under the proportional elections for the upcoming elections. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. 27 people were killed and 20 others injured after a bus turned on its side in southwest China's Guizhou province early Sunday morning. Xinhua News Agency quoted the local police that the ill-fated bus was carrying 47 people on board and was running on a highway section in Sanduxin Autonomous County when the accident happened. Japanese weather officials say powerful typhoon Nanmadol made landfall in the southern prefecture of Kagoshima and on Sunday night. Officials have warned of an increasing risk of large-scale disasters. The NHK News Agency has said more than 8 million people in southern and western Japan have been ordered to evacuate due to Typhoon Nanmadol. A level 5 warning alert was issued to more than 330,000 people in about 160,000 households in Kagoshima, Miyazaki, and Oita prefectures. People are being advised to move to high ground or stay inside stored buildings. The typhoon has also triggered blackouts in parts of the region that left over 140,000 households without power. Some mobile service providers have reported network disruption and transportation is suffering large disruptions. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at few places in hilly regions of the country and at one or two places in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Expert group submits report on construction of Nizhgarh International Airport to Prime Minister Sheth Bahadur Deva. Government withdraws earlier decision of acquiring 31.6 hectares of land for Biratnagar Airport expansion. Only some small political parties submit closed list of proportional category candidates for provincial and federal parliamentary elections. And 27 people killed in bus accident in Guizhou province in China. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.